Paul in Ephesus. While Apollos was at Corinth, Paul took the road through the interior and arrived at Ephesus. There he found some disciples and asked them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" They answered, "No, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." So Paul asked, "Then what baptism did you receive?" "John's baptism," they replied. Paul said, "John's baptism was a baptism of repentance. He told the people to believe in the one coming after him, that is, in Jesus." On hearing this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. When Paul placed his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. There were about 12 men in all. Thanks be to God.
Thank you so much for the reading, Jan. And welcome. Yeah. Don't worry. Even if you found that we have started, yeah, we are together. Don't worry. Yeah. So the past 3 weeks, I've been talking about the Holy Spirit. And today we are summarizing by finishing on this strange topic or title, Baptism in the Holy Spirit. Sometimes, most of us have come to a point where you've had an experience where you think you know or you understand what you are doing, but until you get the big picture, you realize that actually I didn't know. So growing up in Zambia, where I come from, the eastern part of Zambia, where my mother originates some of the projects which EMI is doing, there are Chewa-speaking people. And those Chewa-speaking people are also found in Malawi and in Mozambique. But because me and most of the people who grew up in the capital of Zambia, you know, you don't have the deep Chewa itself. We have, because, you know, cities are cosmopolitan and the language tends to lose its essence. I don't know how to put it, but I like it because you get it, you know. And there's a song that we grow up singing. At school, we are taught by teachers, and we'll be singing, Kalulu Mumawa Adia Matemba. You know, so we'll be singing Kalulu Mumawa. And the teachers, they teach you, and you do that the whole lot of, until I finished school, and most of the people in Zambia have just discovered that actually that's not how the song is supposed to be sung. You know, so Kalulu is a rabbit in English. But what the song actually talks about is a dog, which is Galuyu. You can see the way it is going. So Galuyu, it's this dog. Then Kalulu is a rabbit. So our teachers and most of us in the cities around Zambia will be singing Kalulu. And Matemba, which the song in the song is, a small fish. Yeah, so it's a baby fish, actually, Kapenta. It's a delicacy in the parts of Africa, you know. So it's only a dog which eats that, not a rabbit, you know, not a bun. But because you don't know, until you grow up, until you meet people from Malawi, Then they tell you, oh, no, you are not, this is not the correct way. There are many songs that we do that, and many other things that we do. I'm sure you have your own experiences. You think you know, but actually you don't know. This is what I learned in 2023 when we started to rear pigs at our small plot in Ndola. I always grew up knowing that a pig is not a good animal. When they want to demean you, when you are eating fast, they'll say you eat like a pig, you know, and that's an insult, you know. But when I started to rear pigs, I just learned that actually pigs are one of the most caring animals that exist. Because there are some times when another pig is not standing up, the whole of them will be going up to it, trying to help it. And if it's not standing up, they'll go the other side and come. And all of them, just watching them and rearing them, it gave me a different picture of pigs. And from now on, I think, oh, they are just a wonderful breed and a wonderful speech that we have. Small caring, it taught me a lot of things about caring about people in practice, not about stories. It's the same a student who comes to Dundee and thinks after a week that they've gotten used to all their routine, but then realizes that, oh, there's still more things that needs to be done. You need to learn more things, you know. That realization, you know, that you need to learn more is basically, it's not something that is bad, though sometimes we beat ourselves that, oh, why, you haven't known, why? No, it's not something negative. It's just that you only have incomplete understanding of a particular thing. This brings us to our text for today. Paul meets this group, and our text tells us they are disciples of Jesus. But Paul asks them a question, a pertinent question, an important question, and he said, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? Baptism in the Holy Spirit. If you wouldn't mind, I would love you to tell your neighbor, baptism in the Holy Spirit. You can tell your neighbor that baptism in the Holy Spirit. You can do better. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, baptism in the Holy Spirit. Oh. I'm not seeing the Nigerians, you know, and the Africans doing it, you know. Shake them so that... Oh, in Africa, you know, we do it with zeal, huh? And say, tell your neighbor, yeah? Neighbor, you know, and you shake, neighbor, baptism in the Holy Spirit, you know. You know, yeah, and Paul, that's a question he asks them. Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? Their response was so surprising to him. They say, actually, we've never even heard that the Holy Spirit even exists. It's a very interesting question. Disciples of Jesus, but never heard that the Holy Spirit exists. I want you to know that these were not careless people. I want you to understand that they were not rejecting the Holy Spirit. They were not rejecting the Lord Jesus. The only thing is that they had incomplete understanding. Even if their faith was sincere, something was missing in all what they had known. They were on a journey, but their journey had not just fully materialized. They had not yet arrived at their destination. There is always something more that we can learn about God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
There is something more that we can always learn from and about God. Sometimes as young people, we may be struggling a lot of things about our faith, different things that we may be going through. But I want us to know, let's not look at ourselves as failures, but let's look at it that we are actually starting on a journey. It's not the end yet. We still have lots of time. We may learn more things. And those of us who have seen many sunrises, when memory fades, we must always know that God is always with us and will never leave us. The Apostle Paul talks about baptism. And this is what he said when he asked them, "What baptism did you receive?" Then they said, "We received the baptism of John." As you and I remember, John the Baptist was the one doing the baptism. He baptized lots of people. And Paul began to tell the people that, you know, about John's baptism. John's baptism is a baptism of repentance. Those who want to come to Jesus, John gave them that baptism. But that baptism which John gave to people, he pointed out that, "Me, I'm only baptizing you with water, but there is someone, behold, who is coming, and that someone will baptize you by fire." And that someone which the Apostle Paul was talking about, John was referring to, was Jesus, the Messiah. That when he comes, he's going to baptize you with fire. And that's a more that you needed to know. That's what Paul is trying to explain to the people he found. There are many misconceptions about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The baptism of the Holy Spirit, basically, it's not something that is done differently or outside Jesus Christ. But basically, it flows, it emanates from our relationship with Jesus. It emanates from. There are many people that I know in Zambia, where I come from, who have a zeal about the Lord Jesus, but their understanding is a bit not complete. I think that is not only Zambia. Even in Scotland, you find there are people who are thoughtful, you know, people who are reflective, but they're unsure about what they actually believe. The question is, we must always ask ourselves, is this which I've believed leading me to Jesus? Is this glorifying God? Or is this glorifying me? Where I come from, sometimes one of the mistakes that we make as churches is trying to do something, projects, and whatever ministry we raise, something that focuses on us and raises our name up. And one of my bishops reminded me one time and says, "Peter, if you want to know whether God is being glorified or it's you being glorified, just ask yourself whose name is mentioned many times. And you'll be able to know." What Paul did was to ask the people questions. Paul did not only ask them questions, he listened to them when they explained on where they are. And he showed them, he explained to them what the Lord Jesus had taught and had said. The mistake that sometimes we make is that we want to win an argument. I was brought up to understand and think that spreading the gospel is arguing with people and telling them, no, you are wrong here. You must take it this way. You must. But later on in life, I came to realize and say, it's not about winning an argument, you know. It's basically letting people know that Jesus is with them. No matter what is happening, no matter what they have done, what has been done to them, I hope this is correct English. Sometimes I get, I speak English, which sometimes might be surprising. Huh? What you have done or what has been done on you. Yeah, I hope something you can get what I'm saying, you know. What is important is basically to encourage one another to save Jesus. It's not about winning an argument. It's not about winning an argument. And when the message becomes clear, when you share about the Lord Jesus, what he's done and what he's doing and what he's about to do, something happens somewhere. The Holy Spirit begins to manifest because the work of the Holy Spirit is a work of God. It's not about formulas. I know most of the time when we, the moment we read Acts 19 and we saw the issue of laying on of hands or speaking in tongues, every time, most of the times when we talk about the Holy Spirit, we usually take the conversation to speaking in tongues. No, it's not about formulas, receiving the Holy Spirit. Being baptized in the Holy Spirit is not about an experience that someone goes through. Being baptized in the Holy Spirit is basically coming to the full knowledge of our Lord Jesus and the love of God, which God continues to do through preaching, through reading, through different. God is doing his work. The Holy Spirit is at work, not only when it's dramatic, or when the experience is dramatic, even in a quiet time, the Holy Spirit is at work. Basically, the Holy Spirit must be understood as God's presence in our weakest time. When we do not know what to do, when things are hard, when we cannot see the future, when we feel weak because circumstances are not allowing, the Holy Spirit encourages, strengthens us. The Holy Spirit is with us. And what I'm saying up there now is that you must know that you are not alone. Whatever you are passing through, whatever you hear. These days, especially with social media, you know, the TV, where we are able to receive news, bad news about what is happening in the world. And you may forget that there's some good things which are going on. And sometimes we may think as if, oh God, it will always be this dark. But I tell you that there is always light at the end of the tunnel. It's never over unless God is not on the throne. But the fact that God is on the throne and remains there, our story will never be the same because God is with us. Your work in Uganda and different parts, God is there. As you have brought us a prayer request, God is already ahead of us. As you are baptizing this child today and thinking, how will this child grow? God is with you. God is already ahead. The scripture declares that he knows the end. from the beginning. God is with us. So when we talk about baptism in the Holy Spirit, you know, these things that we think they are little things, you know, your patience, you know, certain people, when they see your patience, you think probably it's nothing. As the power of the Holy Spirit, the peace that you try to encourage is a work of the Spirit. The endurance, the quiet courage, all that is a baptism in the Holy Spirit. God is at work. Sometimes as young people and young families, we may find it difficult in making decisions. Sometimes with what is going on today, there's too much stress. When I was growing up in my mother's home, when you wake up and say, oh, I have a headache, my mother would just tell you, you're too young. Why should you be talking about your headache? No, but these days, it's real. Mental health is real. Stress is real. You know? God is with us. The same God who was with the people in Ephesus in Acts chapter 19, where we have read, the Spirit of God present in Zambia and Africa and many other places is the same Spirit at work even here in Dundee. Do not worry. Do not panic. The Lord is in control. May I hear an amen there? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't know why I have the vibe of the amen and hallelujah today. It's on overdrive today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
When those men who met Paul, in their sincerity of their faith, they said they didn't know anything. What they were doing, they were actually seeking more to learn from Paul. They were seeking God. All they needed was something, the whole story about Jesus. That's what they wanted. And when they got it, the reality of the Holy Spirit came on them. And the Bible says, they spoke in tongues, they began to prophesy, and they did loads and loads of things. When you look at the books, the letters in Revelations, you look at this in chapter 19 of Acts, what we are reading, you know. You read about the book in Ephesus. You know, the Ephesians church is talked about many times. There are lots of things which were going on. They had received the gospel. They had received the faith. And there are lots of things that happened in the church at Ephesus. Their faith became alive because they were seeking. They wanted to know God. As I'm about to finish right now what I'm sharing with us, it doesn't matter where you are in your faith journey. You do not have to have had the Holy Spirit or to know how to preach or to know how to pray or to know how to do these Christian things. You do not need to know all those things. Whether your mind is clear or confused, what I want you to know is this. God meets us at our point of need. Each one of us, God meets them at their point of need. And that is why each one of us, our story is not the same. But with the power of God, our story becomes a testimony to many people. Our story, when we know God, when we seek God, when we are available for the things of God, the Holy Spirit takes us deeper and deeper into the things of God, time and again. The only thing we can do is to be available for the Lord. It is my prayer that God will meet you, will meet us at a point of need. I'll now hand over to Praise to lead us in the next one.